RNIB at Glastonbury 2017.
When we think festivals, many of us perhaps think about Glastonbury. The sun, the mud, the bands, and having a great time. Now, RNIB has been chosen as a health partner for Glastonbury, and they will be right beside the Pyramid Stage. So lucky them getting to see all the bands as well. But what will they be doing there? What will they be chatting to all the festival goers about? Well, we thought we'd catch up with some of the RNIB ambassadors who will be there. Now, we've got Kirsty, we have Chris, Crystal and Natalie to tell us all about it. Chris, what will you be chatting to people about?
We're there to encourage festival goers to look after their eyesight by having regular checks. As we know, a lot of eye health conditions are preventable and some show no signs in the early stages. So we're trying to encourage people as much as possible to go out and have regular eye health checks and passing on some key messages about prevention and basically give some general information about who RNIB are, what we do and how we can help those affected by sight loss.
Sounds as if you're going to be quite busy there, Chris. So when we're talking about eyes then, what kind of advice will you be telling people about?
Getting a sight test is absolutely critical. Knowing your family history and having a good diet. You know, a lot of people possibly at the festival might be smoking and might not be aware of some of the serious conditions that can be caused by smoking. Try and do it in a personable, friendly, engaging way. I'm sure we've all been on situations where we've been at events like these and see people handing out leaflets and it doesn't quite engage in the right way. So, you know, it's a young audience and we want to engage people in a slightly unique way.
Interesting you mentioned smoking there, Chris, because people probably don't think that smoking a cigarette, etc., could have an effect on your sight.
It's one that's kind of overlooked quite a lot. It's one of the key messages that we need to get across, that some serious diseases like cancer and heart disease, as we know, are caused by smoking, but also can have a serious effect on eye health.
So the key message there is to get our eyes checked on a more regular basis. But Kirsty, we're really not very good at doing that, are we?
No. And I think this is because a lot of eye conditions don't display any symptoms. So you can be going along and thinking that everything's okay, when actually you could have something like glaucoma. And with regular eye tests, this can be prevented.
Crystal, on an eye check, what can people expect to happen?
I would probably say that there's more than you might think. So some sight-threatening conditions, such as glaucoma, which Kirsty mentioned, have no symptoms whatsoever. And so you could lose your sight before you even notice a difference. So having an eye check can reveal lots of things, so symptoms of other illnesses, such as diabetes, high cholesterol, and also cancer. It's all about sort of early intervention and picking things up early. So the average eye check is probably between 30 minutes to 45 minutes. So the bare minimum, what we're saying at RNIB, is that everyone should have their eyes tested at least once every 2 years, even if there's no change in your vision. So if you really think about it, it's half an hour to 40 minutes that could save your sight for life, which to me is a pretty good investment.
So not a lot of time that we have to give up to get our eyes checked, and what a crucial check that can be. Save your sight, maybe even save your lives. But perhaps some people think about the costs as well. Natalie is another of the ambassadors there. Do you think that's a bit of a concern for people?
I think it is, yeah. But we do have information about help with costs relating to eye tests, glasses, lenses and prescriptions. So we've got some really good information online. So if you Google RNIB help with costs, the top results should take you straight through to our page, which lists all of the information about costs and help that people might be entitled to.
Fantastic. And you're going to be at Glastonbury. You're all going to be there. And make sure you've got your sun cream on.
Yes, lots of sun cream.
And perhaps even the wellies for the mud. But, you know, when we talk about protecting ourselves in the mud or the sun, sometimes people don't think about sunglasses. Why are they important?
Sunglasses are really important for protecting your eye health. UVA and UVB rays in sunlight can harm your eyes and they can increase the risk of cataracts and AMD. So wearing sunglasses or even glasses or contact lenses with built-in UV filters can protect your eyes against those risks.
So there you go. Make sure you've got your sunglasses, they've got the CE mark and your UV protected as well. I mean, you guys are going to be having a great time down there, I'm sure, no matter what the weather is. Anything particular you're sort of looking forward to, Kirsty? Because you're not just giving it information, you're going to be chatting to people as well.
Very much looking forward to chatting to people, raising awareness of eye health and also helping other visually impaired people realise that you can still attend festivals without any problem, the accessibility is brilliant, and making sure people have a fun time.
I'm sure they will, Kirsty, and you know, even on the RNIB stand, it's not just all chat about your eye checks, is it, Chris?
No, so we're going to be doing karaoke there. The idea is that people are going to be able to select songs played by artists on the main stage, because we're right next to the Pyramid Stage, which is the prime slot, as you rightly mentioned earlier, Alan. The idea is that people are going to be reading lyrics to their kind of favourite songs, and if they have issues seeing the lyrics on the screen, that will give us an opportunity to say, look, you might need your eyes tested, and actually just kind of talk to them, engage with them about some of the stuff we said about prevention earlier. We're going to be capturing all that on social media as well, so Twitter and Facebook, everything will be captured. Social media will be keeping people in the loop. If you're watching on television or BBC or listening in, there will be some coverage on the main screen behind where the artists play and to the side where the speakers are. There will be large adverts for RNIB during the festival as well, which is obviously great exposure for the organisation.
I can't really let you guys go then without finding out what your favourite karaoke song is and perhaps the bands that you're looking forward to seeing. What about you, Crystal?
My top ones are probably Foo Fighters and Clean Bandit, but my rather guilty pleasure will probably Katy Perry and seeing a bit of Firework or something like that. You'll probably see me quite a lot on social media, hopefully, singing my heart out.
You can't steal the whole of the stage yourself, Crystal. What about you, Natalie, in the karaoke? What's your party piece?
I do a very good rendition of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I will look forward to seeing that on social media.
I think everyone's looking forward to it.
Kirsty, it sounds like you've got a bit of an artiste there to follow. What do you reckon?
I most certainly will be going on the karaoke, and I'll be belting out a bit of Waterloo. I'm very much looking forward to it.
A bit of Waterloo. Chris, how do you follow that on the karaoke?
Yashimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 2 by Flaming Lips, who are the band I'm most looking forward to seeing. Although it's either them or I might just do John Cage's 4:33. Which is actually just 4 minutes 33 of silence, which is probably a good thing. But, no, it's going to be amazing, and there's some great bands playing, and we'll all be having a lot of fun.
We certainly look forward to hearing all about how you get on down there at Glastonbury. Chris Wallace will be there for RNIB Connect Radio, making sure everyone has a good time as well, and we have to find out what Chris is going to be singing there as well. But in the meantime, folks, have yourselves a fantastic time at Glastonbury.
RNIB at Glastonbury, encouraging music lovers to look after their eyesight.